How are my levels? La 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 la. Better than my pitch.
Hey, welcome to Something Wild. This is the nature-based exploration shortcast of everything Southwest, where you can get a little fix for some inspiration, perhaps some education. I don't know. What else do we do here, Josh?
Just pretty much be silly.
Around the outdoors.
Yeah.
But whilst also trying to get people to be safer and more respectful in the outdoors.
Yes. But also a lot of silliness.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. So welcome. Anyway, everyone's welcome here. And what are we doing today?
Well, we're going to stick on that theme of silliness. And there's a lot of really funny sounding words in the outdoors world. And I want to go through some of them with you because there's some here that I don't think you'll know. And I reckon you bust out some of these, you can at least fake it and, you know, pretend to be the outdoors type.
Way, here we go. Speaking of outdoors type.
I can't go away with you on a rock climbing weekend. What if something's on TV and it's never shown again? Just as well I'm not invited. I'm afraid of heights. I lied about being the outdoor type. Never learned to swim, can't grow a beard or even fight. I lied about being the outdoor type.
Great little reference there, the Lemonheads, outdoor type. If you're far more in that category than you know, than Josh is, then this is the episode for you to sound like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm going to kick us off with a word that you should know, Angie.
Okay.
Because we did a whole episode on this one, spelunking.
Ha! This is a very silly word, and I'm glad that I have it in my vocabulary now because I cannot wait one day to whip it out and discuss spelunking, the art of caving, with somebody who wouldn't expect me to know that.
Yeah. But can you read the fourth one down on the list for me?
There's only one reason why I know this one.
Because I've corrected you several times.
Trangia.
Yes.
Spelt T-R-A-N-G-I-A.
Not Trangia.
Trangia. No. The reason why I know it's Trangia is because when Josh was working on high school outdoor ed camps, he would come off, or he'd call me when he got back in signal and let me know that they're off program. And now we're doing a Trangia clean and I just can't get the kids to get it.
It's the bane of every outdoor instructor's existence.
So whilst I know the word to read it, I don't actually know what a Trangia is.
You own one of these.
You own one of these.
No. You own one of these. This is one of the bits of camping gear that you bought to the household.
My little camping stove.
That's it. That's a Trangia.
Why is it called a Trangia?
It's the brand name. So they're just a little camp stove that'll run on, you know, cheap fuels like metho. The problem with metho, though, is that it leaves this black residue all over the bottom of your pot. And to scrub that off, it takes a bit of elbow grease, which 15-year-olds don't like.
Well, they came out to the outdoors, Josh, not to learn how to do the dishes.
Oh, I don't know why they go out there sometimes.
We've actually also done a episode on pooping in the outdoors. However, I'm a little disappointed that this phrase didn't pop up.
Wait, which one are we talking about? Are we talking about the poo tube, the wag bag, or the groover?
The groover came up. The poo tube came up, but the wag bag did not.
I'd never heard of it referred to as a wag bag until recently. And so, in case you haven't heard the episode, the groover is like when you've got to poop into something like a bucket or I knew a groover as an old ammo tin and it leaves grooves on your cheeks after you're finished. The poo tube is a long section of PVC pipe that's capped and sealed at one end. And
we're not getting into the poop thing now. There's a whole episode on it. You can look back throughout everything Southwest, but we're not doing poo right now. But I like wag bag.
Yeah, wag bag. So I'm guessing because you wouldn't put your poop inside your pack, so it'd be hanging off the outside, that bag.
Oh, so it's wagging around.
And wagging around.
Oh, that's unfortunate for the person behind you.
Especially if it busts open.
Oh, all right, away from the poop. What's next?
One of my favourite words of all time in the outdoors, spondonicles.
Spondonicles?
Yes. they actually...
Let me guess.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is. Spondonicles. Are they the glasses that you wear in alpine environments that have the little covers over the side and on the in? Do you know what I'm saying? Am I making myself clear? I'm doing a lot of hand gestures.
I cannot believe how far you are from what they actually are.
Oh, I thought I had that.
You own spondonicles, actually. They came with your Trangia.
God's sake, I didn't know I had the Trangia.
Billy grips, people might know them as. It's a little clamp for picking up hot things around stoves or on the fire.
I thought it was the glasses because of like monocles, spondonicles.
Because it rhymes, they must be the same.
What's next?
What about scroggin or gawp? Another name, in case you don't know what scroggin is.
Scroggin and gawp are the same thing.
One and the same.
Scroggin has an unfortunate sack-like ring to it. And if the kids in the car understand that, I'm sorry, it's too late for them. Which I assume it's not that. Gawp sounds like... It sounds like another poop thing. I don't know.
There is one other thing that you might know it as. Trail mix. So
the stuff that you always buy to go on adventures, it's always the last thing that you eat.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, this is what I should have in the outdoors. It'll give me energy, and instead you just pick through it trying to find the chocolate and all the good bits that you put in there.
Scroggin.
Scroggin.
Why is it called scroggin?
Well, there's some stories out there. I'm not going to touch on those. We're getting back into that area of sack. I'm not sure which... Which of the stories is correct. I can tell you that gawp is good old raisins and peanuts.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But scroggin...
I want the scroggin story.
Well, you can do your own Googling for what scroggin...
What's the point of listening to this bloody podcast? All right, maybe we'll do a whole episode on that, but we've got to move on
what
now.
What to include in your scroggin?
That's a great one. All right, what else?
I want to test you with, well, we spoke about sack. So what sack. About a bivy sack or a bivouac?
I know what a bivouac is because in the old days they would go bivouacking.
Well, what does that mean though?
Camping.
Well, not quite.
Oh.
Or a bivy sack. So you are such a child. In lieu of a tent, something that you put your sleeping bag inside of and just sleep in a bivy sack.
Oh, so it's like a canvas sleeping bag.
Yeah.
So like say. More reduced than a swag.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Where's your face go in one of those? Is it like, is your nose poking out?
That's up to you. I like to have something over my face, but because it gets darker that way.
And the bugs.
I'm not interested in looking at the night sky.
We might have to do a whole episode on bivy sacks. What's next? One more. Go on, give me your best one.
Oh, best one. What about the munta? This is one of my favourites. This is, out of this whole list, something that I've probably used the most in my decade in the outdoors.
The munta.
Yes.
Well, it's clearly not what I think it is.
What do you think it is?
Well, I clearly can't say that. This is family friendly, this one.
It's a rock climbing knot.
Oh.
So it's like a half of
Does
a clove.
Does your munta not stop you from getting munted on the way down?
That's so bad. So bad. Yeah, well, that's just another funny word. I like it. Munter. Yeah. Munter hitch.
So what is it? A munter hitch.
Yeah, a munter hitch. It's a half clove hitch or and it's a reversible hitch that you can use to belay people on or lower yourself. Or you don't need a belay device. You can just do it all with rope.
Well, that brings us to the end of this week's episode of Something Wild, and you can decide for yourself whether you gained more knowledge or lost some knowledge along the way on that one. Thanks,
I'm
Josh.
I'm pretty sure that I'm walking away from this with less brain cells than I started. So thank you, Angie.
And in the meantime, get out there, do something wild. We'll catch you soon.